smoking and crowded, and I won't be here long. I was leaving a Monday. Lordy, he ain't going back no more, no more. I was leaving a Monday. Lordy, he ain't going back no more, no more. For the woman
Train Done Left Him. That's Clarence Ashley singing his blues, and you're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City 89.5 FM out here in the Sierra foothills, stretching all the way down across that Sacramento Valley, almost to the coast, and up in Truckee at 105.1 FM via translator K286 AN, and anywhere in the world you want to find us on the web, kvmr.org. I'm your host, Jess Lamar, Reese Holler. It's just after midnight here, Victorian Museum Radio, bringing you your great American lullaby. Today we'll be mixing things up a little bit. We've been following the Delta and Piedmont blues for about a month now, and I'm getting a little blued out. It's a lot of blues. It's a lot to handle. But as we're learning in my History of American Music course, it's not always so sad when we're talking the blues, but we're going to be exploring a couple of these different genres from the 20s and 30s tonight, looking at a little bit of blues, but also some Western swing sets that seems to be wildly popular with this late-night crowd, and some early country and folk. We just heard from the Carolina Tar Heels, which is one of Clarence Ashley's first bands. We'll be hearing some more from them, and then stay tuned for 3 a.m. We always edge into some rockabilly there and our famous contest at 3:30 in the morning. As ever, if you've got anything to talk back about, things you like, things you don't like, things you want to hear, stories about your mother and how she really liked her phonograph, please feel free to call in. I'm here in the studio, live, real person, with some free will, 530-265-9555. Here's more Clarence Ashley. You're listening to KVMR.
saw to support that girl, both nice and gay. She called me to rob the road highway. I robbed the train, I will declare. I robbed it on the public square. On Sunday night, I was roving around when I robbed it up 10,000 pounds. Now I am condemned to die, and a many pretty girls for me will cry, but all their cries, they can't save me or free me from the gallows tree. To Mountain City her around. Then he threw her in deep water, where he knew she would drown. Take a little round, I met a little Cindy and I blowed her down. I run right home and I went to bed, a 44 smoke list under my head. I woke next morning at 9:30, the buffers and the hacks all swarmed in line. The gents and the gamblers standing around, I'm going to take Cindy to her burying ground. Why, I begin to think what a deed I done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. Stand on the corner ringing a bell. Up steps Sheriff from Thomasville. Says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Don't you remember the night you blowed Sandy down? Oh yes, sir, my name is Lee. I murdered little Sandy in the first degree, in the first degree, in the second degree. If you got any papers, will you read them to me? Took me downtown and dressed me in black, put me on the train and sent me back. Well, I had no one for to go my bail. They crammed me back in the county jail. Judge and the jury took their stand. Judge held the papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the bowling stripes.
Are you weeping for my sweet little babe, a face I will never see no more. I'm neither weeping for your gold nor weeping for your stores. I'm weeping for my nice young man, the face I will never see no more. They had not been on board but about 3 weeks, and I'm sure it was not four, till there sprang a leak in the bottom of the ship, and it's not far to rise no more. A curse to all seamen, curse to the sailor boy, for he deprived me of my nice young man, the face I will never see no more.
My Audio Universe is a literary magazine of sound. And this Sunday at 9 p.m., we feature four of the very latest pieces of short fiction from an international group of writers and an installment of audio art gleaned from the sounds of the Occupy movement. My Audio Universe is handmade for KVMR and heard on a growing number of better public and community radio stations, so I ask you to make a date with your radio for this Sunday evening from 9 to 10 for the coolest hour of literary audio art anywhere.
All right, so you heard about that? So listen up if you want to hear My Audio Universe soon in the future. We've been hearing from Clarence Ashley, veteran of Your Great American Lullaby here on KVMR, born out of Bristol, Tennessee, and also a veteran of The Medicine Shows, one of those long-forgotten genres of American entertainment that swept the nation at the turn of the century, especially in the 1890s or so, also gave Gene Autry his rise. And Clarence actually played a whole bunch of stuff. You heard him singing those murder ballads, Little Sadie and Oh Me Wise, real sweet songs. If you've got a sweetheart somewhere, you know, get them to cuddle close and then sing them songs about drowning your lovers, and I'm sure they'll feel comforted and balmed. But he also played around in a lot of different string bands throughout the region, played with G.B. Grayson and some other folks across Kentucky and Tennessee. So we're going to listen to some of his compatriots there. He played in the Carolina Tar Heels, which I didn't know. I first encountered him on Harry Smith's seminal anthology of American folk music, singing the Cuckoo Bird, and imagine this sort of like crotchety old man sitting on his porch playing the banjo, singing, oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and didn't really, you know, thought he was kind of out of touch with the world. But if you expand that picture, you see this real slick musician who's playing a huge range of music, including these ancient ballads, but also a lot of really modern stuff and ragtime and fiddle blues. So the portrait of American folk music in the 1920s isn't quite as simple as the folk revivalists painted it in their nostalgic frenzy in the 1960s. So stick with us here. We've got Brooke and Max in the studio as well, who are going to be bringing you news from the local community and greater region and tell you about goings-ons, and it will be very thrilling for everyone. But in the meantime, they're in the background here sleuthing up some facts on A-sides and B-sides and Jeanette and Columbia and who was recording where, and we'll bring you more of the story of Clarence Ashley and his milieu coming up in a couple of minutes here on Your Great American Lullaby. I'm Jess Lamar, really excited to be on the radio and curious about who you are and why you're up at this ungodly hour, willing or unwilling, to listen to Clarence Ashley and these general diatribes. So if you've got news for me, call into the studio here, 530-265-9555. Brooke and Max will be waiting to take your calls. Stick around for some more Tar Heels here on KVMR. Thank you.
pretty. What am my poor girl to do? Oh, but let me be somebody's darling. I'm a poor girl, nobody knows.
That was our pals, Clarence Ashley and the Carolina Tar Heels. Mama is scolding him for flirting. I wouldn't put it past Clarence, who, as we said, was a veteran of medicine shows, and as our buddy history sleuth Max here in the back is saying, also taught comedy and skits to the rest of his pals in the Tar Heels and youngsters, impressionable young and old, throughout the Intermontane region. So I bet Mama knew he was a terrible flirt. Anyhow, coming right up on Midnight 30 here on KVMR. I hope you're enjoying your Great American Lullaby. I haven't heard from you guys. Are you asleep? Are you comatose? Are you in need of an ambulance? Let me know what's going on. I don't know. I don't know why you're not out there. But don't call now, because I'm yakking at you, and I need my yakking time. Anyhow, here to tell you about a couple of things going on in the immediate local community. So if you're feeling like getting involved and fulfilling your patriotic duty as a citizen or a yeoman farmer here in Nevada County, that's something we encourage here on your Great American Lullaby. So get out there and partake. Hem hem. So hear ye, a book sale fundraiser will be held for Scooter's Pals on Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th, 8 a.m. to noon. Sale items include books, CDs, DVDs, VHS tapes, and audiobooks. The sale will be held at 2166 Switzer Road in Penryn. For more information, call 916-663-1608. And furthermore, hem hem, Soar Optimist International of the American River will host a bingo fundraiser with two sessions, on Wednesday, February 29th, 1 to 3:30 p.m. and 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Auburn Recreation District Gym on 123 Recreation Drive. Proceeds benefit Soar Optimist and the Assistance League. For more information, see siamericanriver.org. Once again, siamericanriver.org. Thanks to Brooke in the back for picking out those fine messages to swing out to you, our fine community. So it's quickly becoming apparent to me and our team of intrepid researchers that Clarence Ashley was a part of a much larger scene here in the mountains, that I stumbled upon a very delicious fact, which is I usually tell the tales of folk music through the lens of the Bristol Sessions, which were a really fantastic and historic session taking place 1928, Bristol, Tennessee, or Kentucky, I guess, if you like to think of it that way, orchestrated over by Ralph Peer and OK Records, unless he was on Victor at the time, but I think he was on OK. And those were the sessions that brought the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers to commercial recording. But there was also a session held in Johnson City between 1928 and 1929. That was the field session for Columbia Records, who were also onto this trend of field recording the great rural talent out there in the Appalachian Mountains. So Frank Buckley Walker was leading up those sessions, and lots of great musicians came together. Shell Creek Quartet, Roane County Ramblers, Clarence Green, the Wise Brothers, Proximity String Quartet, the Reed Family, Hodge Quartet, Bailey Briscoe, Holiness Singers, etc., etc. We'll listen to some of those. But Clarence Ashley, did you know he wasn't just sitting around drinking tea with his pinky finger up in his cabin those days in 1928 and 29? Oh no, my friends, he was there at the Johnson City Sessions recording with Bird Moore, who I think was a big fiddler. I don't know that much about Bird Moore. I'll sleuth some more for you while we're playing it. But it was recording there with Bird Moore and his Hot Shots, and they made some cuts for Columbia. So we're going to hear two. The A-side here is Three Men Went A-Huntin', and the B-side is Careless Love. Those sides were cut on the 23rd of October, 1929, I'm presuming in Johnson City, Tennessee, unless they somehow made their way up to New York, but they don't really strike me as a New York type's nest pas. So here's Bird Moore, and if you know anything else about him and you want to learn me good, feel free to call in here in the studio. Brooke and Max are just dying to take your calls, and they've got all sorts of fancy and funny things worked out to say to you, so give them a call here at 530-265-9555. We're not selling anything, we just want to talk about music. Perfectly harmless. Anyhow, here's Bird Moore and his Hot Shots with old Clarence Ashley somewhere on in that ensemble playing Three Men Went A-Huntin'. This is your great American lullaby. I'm your inveterate yakker, Jess Lamar. Stay tuned for the country.
Porcupine and left it behind. The arson says the porcupine and the That's it. whiskey on its warm. How I love the dear old hills. How my heart is wrapped in thrill. Many a charm in life on the east, along the hills of Tennessee. Taking her way to Bill and I alone. We came here to sleep for the day, for we have no mama, no sweet home. How I love the dear old hill. How my heart is wrapped in the bill. Many a charm in life for me. Among those hills of Tennessee. Church bell and he fell in Snow White. They made room for the organ to swell in heaven by mama all that night. How my love the dear old hill. How my heart is left to fill. Many a charming life for me. On those hills of Tennessee.
Looking for the woman made a monkey out of me. I come down to the depot in time to catch a cannonball. Got the blues, Chattanooga. I won't be back till late next fall. Down in Memphis on East Main Street, I was watching everybody that had a chance to meet. I saw my sweet daddy coming round the flat. He was dressed in a tailor-made suit and a John B. Stetson hat. Daddy, sweet daddy, I know you're gonna quit me now, but I don't need no daddy no how. What's trouble, trouble is all I ever find. Going back to Johnson City, boy, to worry you off my mind. Down in Nicaragua, as far as I could go, was the darndest bunch of soldiers that you ever saw. On the Tennessee River, down below the lock and dam, I was looking for my good gal, thinking she my Fatima's brown. Johnson City, for hospitality, are the finest bunch of people in the state of Tennessee. I'm tired of roaming this way. Going back to Johnson City, I'll go back and stay someday.
Thank you. only word to part. Short life of troubled years and a boy with a broken heart.
Build me log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Pretty bird, she wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July. I've played cards in England, I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. Jackie Diamonds, Jackie Diamonds, I've known you from old. I robbed my poor pocket of my silver and my gold. In Spain, I'll bet you $10 I beat you this game. ¶¶ pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th of July. drinks go many around. We'll drink to the life of a rounder poor boy who goes from town to town. All in this world does a rounder want is a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he satisfied is when he's on the drum.